Now LFA and Chief Truck New Teeth will take our hands and lead us briefly on board buses small enough to fit inside the tissues they're made of. And we will roam around a faded F in Chief Truck New Teeth's brain. It won't take long before we're done and we'll have a fresh bunch of pieces thrust upon us. Everybody on the bus.
I think all those guys that make viruses should be found and be hung by their nuts. And I don't think that is cruel and unusual. I think that is actually reciprocal.
Hung by their nuts.
I think that would stop other hackers or virus writers.
Well, how long are you going to hang them?
I don't know.
I mean,
till the nuts come off.
But that doesn't necessarily kill them. I mean, you could have medical personnel.
I'm not trying to kill them. I'm trying to make them very miserable, which is reciprocal for what they do to people.
So, but here's my question to you, and I'm not trying to be a jackass. Don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to play this out a little bit, just out of curiosity. Let's say you do that, and a lot of hackers stop, but this one hacker that you do that to gets all very angry for having his nuts torn off, and so he does it again, and you catch him. Do you go with the dick next?
You know who they are, though.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. I mean, you catch him again. I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying, is it the penis to go next? And
then you would put them in jail and never let them near a computer ever again. Guess they punched their card on that one. Okay. Anyways, it's cougar season.
And Jeff hates hackers.
Hefe. Yeah, I got a virus on my computer.
Code names.
They're no fun. They're mostly frustrating and hard to get rid of. And then you go, what did I do to get this on here? And it could have been a lot of things.
Could have been someone's email.
Yeah.
You just never know.
Yep. Could have been that time I did that. Or could have been this. Or could have been that. And then I don't get them very often, so I have no idea what to do. It actually does happen.
So what are you doing?
I'm scanning the internet for solutions and asking people with computer knowledge what to do. But other than that mundane ranting of...
It's showing you a box.
Yeah, what's it saying?
I don't know. I can't read it from here. It's an important box. I always like the prompt boxes that are so obvious. Like, do you want me to keep running this program you asked me to run? Well, yes.
Yeah, I'm afraid to do anything. I'm just going to, like, leave it alone. Oh, whatever. So, we're back.
Maybe we should put a bunch of magnets on your computer.
Yeah, might as well.
I mean, start from scratch.
I'm totally looking forward to getting everything... Licked off my memory again, because, you know, I didn't spend all the time writing crap. So.
Maybe you
won't. Some fucking hacker could come along.
Maybe you didn't lose your memory, though. It looks like you didn't.
Not yet. Anyways, it's doing its deal. I'm going to need a firewall or something or other. Who cares?
Fireman, the fire.
Okay, I got a couple jokes that you guys at home can tell. Your friends. Here's one. What do you call a Canadian with a full bladder? Never mind.
That's hilarious.
What kind of beer does a full-bladdered Canadian like to drink?
I don't know.
IPA.
I like that.
I've got mixed reviews on that one, but I think it's tremendously clever, and I thought it up myself. And then the other one is... you have an impression, but you can visualize this quite easily. A band called Out of Place played. They had a CD release party at our club... Maryland's on Wednesday, last Thursday, excuse me. And B today being the 22nd, maybe probably not getting this episode up today because of the computer difficulties. Seem to have maxed out my CPU usage.
Maybe I can try to do it at the house.
You may have to. I don't know how you're going to get it to your home. Anyways, we don't need to talk about that now.
That's a good point.
So, what happened is they gave away condoms with their band name on it. And since I had a new nephew this week, his name is Daniel, and he was born at 419 on 420.
Nice.
Yeah. And nobody in my family is a stoner, so it means absolutely nothing. Hey. Here's the random audio that keeps popping up on my computer.
What is it?
I don't know. There's no box for it. There's no application.
I'm sorry. That's just hilarious and weird.
It's tremendously sucky, and I hate it.
You know what it is? That's part of the virus.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't divine that yet.
I'm sorry.
You picked that up so quickly. And yet I had noticed that. I need you. Anyway, so out of place, for my nephew, Daniel.
I was doing that for the courtesy of our audience.
Daniel, I have the out of place baby hat and nice. The out of place baby bib. And true to my prediction of it being a boy, I picked blue. Because I was like, it's going to be a boy. My brother's going to have. Although, my sister never had any daughters, she has three sons. My brother has two daughters and a son. But also, I thought it was funny that they gave away condoms and baby gear. If you keep giving away the condoms for free, you're going to sell a lot less baby gear. So you're kind of working against yourself, I thought they were.
Perhaps.
It's a counterproductive deal.
Either that or they're trying to cover all bases.
I'm getting free radio. One came was this woman saying her name in 800 different accents.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I see some of that kind of stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah.
And then I got a guy who was, they did a skit about dressing up a woman's clothing, and then it's a dude's first time being a drag guy, and what the fuck is this on my computer?
That's bizarre. You know,
and it's your drag mother. The woman who, whoever dresses you up in drag the first time, is your drag mother. You do anything to deny the fact that you don't actually have babies because you're homosexual. So you make up mother-related categories.
Of course, why wouldn't you? You gotta do something, right?
You're
living in an illusionary world to begin with.
Yeah.
So that's funny you mention that, though, because for some odd reason, yesterday, out of nowhere, popping in my head was that Lumberjack song.
Yeah.
And I was remembering the part where he's all like, at night I put on women's clothing and hang out in the bars. And when on that part of the song, when that usually comes along, the first time you hear it, you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah. We slowly edge in that he's a fruit, not a lumberjack. But anyway, so they gave away the condoms, and there's an impression you can do with a condom.
Oh, yes.
That I figured out. Hey, I'm the dead chick from TLC. You have to place it over your left eye.
Right.
You can say, look, I'm the dead chick from TLC. Lisa left eye. Look, I burned down my football player boyfriend's house. And I died in a bus accident in South America.
That's good. Not quite as good as IPA, but it's good.
Hey, look, I'm the dead chick from the visual thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so those are my two new jokes. I don't think I'm ever going to use that purple condom.
No? That's a shame.
Well, I don't have, I don't date transvestites.
Is that the only time you use a condom?
And I'm trying to get women pregnant at this point.
You are trying?
I don't have any kids. I'm 30, you know?
So why are you trying to get women pregnant? Just because you want to have a spawn out there?
Yeah, just for spawn's sake. It could be a happy accident.
Happy accident. Indeed.
I think it is a trusted name in condoms. I couldn't tell you. It's a...
I have a friend of mine who has a happy accident on the way.
It's a lubricated latex condom.
Those are the best kind.
Global Protection, I guess, .com would be the company that they
I guess it protects you against all racist sperm.
Oh, it was made in Malaysia, and if you can't trust a Malaysian condom,
what can you trust?
What kind of condom can you trust? And I'd have a nice fat purple dick if I put it on too, which might be the actual. Anyways.
Well, that was a nice direction to
brave.
Go. It was wonderful.
Yeah. So what do you have in your
purple
mind?
Purple dicks, indeed. I don't, you know, not a whole lot. Just, random BS.
Gee, that really sounds exciting for the audience.
Does it?
Way to talk yourself up.
I'm sorry. I meant,
I'd rather be taking a nap than be here, but if you guys continue to listen, I might mention some things that are of moderate interest.
See, you say it so much better when you phrase
on
my thoughts.
On a sliding scale of boring to interesting,
when you
the more boring you are, the more interesting these things I'm mentioning become.
See?
So if you're interested, that means you're really boring.
Well, see, now you're just reading my mind. And how, you know, what good is it then?
Yes.
So what am I thinking now?
What are you thinking now?
Well, I'm asking you. You're already doing the better job of understanding what I'm going to say, so it makes sense.
In any media, you should probably have a modicum of enthusiasm.
I did my usual pluck some stuff offline that I thought were absurd, stupid, or interesting. One thing was it's a little story about the 420 day in Colorado. You know, Colorado's a big...
Boulder is.
Big hemp state. You know, the Western Slope's all about their hemp growing and their gay marriage and their laissez-faire attitude.
Getting high and going skiing.
Where was it? I think there's one good quote in here that kind of sums up Colorado University, I thought. But,
our coach doesn't like chicks on the football team.
There's...
But he really didn't do anything wrong.
There's that one. Oh man, I wish I could find it. There's a girl, I think it was a girl, who said something about... Oh, here we go. She said, Emily Benson, 19, of Kansas City, Colorado University freshman. We're at the starting point of a movement, she said. This is a big part of the reason I applied here, for the weed atmosphere.
What's her major, pre-med?
Her major's herbal studies, I think.
Yeah.
No, seriously. They had over 10,000 show up, though. That's a lot.
Isn't it nice that the good people of the state of Colorado get to pay taxes? For an institution where the weed atmosphere is a big draw.
Well, I don't think that's something that the college does on purpose. That's just part of the culture in Colorado, I think. It's like Humboldt, you know? That's all. I'm sure there's a college out there somewhere.
Do you think the people of Colorado enjoy spending tax dollars and an institution that foments the weed atmosphere?
I haven't seen any brochures put out by the university that endorse it yet, but when I do, I'm going to look into that as an angle.
Well, anything else special about the 420?
No. Here's a good story. Boozy Russian man fails to notice knife in back.
Those Russians. That must happen like weekly there.
Well.
Georgi.
Apparently.
Put a knife in your back.
They've long used drink to take the edge off workplace stress, it says here. According to the newspapers, a man was stabbed by the building security guard as they were having a drunken argument.
Yeah.
He passed out in the factory in which he works, awoke the next morning, attempted to resume his working duties, and was sent home by his superiors due to his inebriated state. Translation, he was still drunk.
Awesome.
wanders home, decides to have a bite to eat and take a nap when his wife woke him after hours of being asleep because there was a knife in his spine about 6 inches.
And is that one of the things where they like they're afraid to remove it?
No, they removed it and they said it was pure luck that it didn't touch vital organs. It just went straight into soft tissue.
It was spine?
Right near his spine, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So, but the man, Yuri Lyallen, said, "We got drunk together. Things happen when you drink."
That's very forgiving.
It is.
I've never been stabbed while drinking.
I'm thinking maybe he said something pretty bad. Maybe he thought he deserved it.
How bad could it be? They already turned half the women out to be hookers. I mean, how much worse of a thing could
you
say?
You're 53 working in a factory and you're having a drunken discussion with the security guard who ends up stabbing you. I don't know. You could have said something really personal. Maybe he's one of those touchy Puerto Rican types and you say something about his mom and he freaks out.
His bubka, what do they call them?
Yeah. Is it bubka?
I don't know. I don't speak Russian.
You dated a European girl, though. I mean, doesn't that count for anything?
And none of the languages she ever spoke are Russian.
Oh, no. Isn't French like Russian?
No, Russian's like a Slavic language. French is a Romance language.
Romance language.
Descending from...
Is that what they call...
Rome.
Is that what they call...
No.
Blue movies French?
No. Italian, Spanish, and French are Romance languages.
Yeah, all those people are pretty hot.
They're all people.
People who fuck.
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing really. Or everything really.
Apparently they're not doing it really well because in 50 years they're going to be all a bunch of Muslims.
What?
They're not reproducing at a fast enough rate.
Where the hell did that come from? Are you saying the Muslims are reproducing at that much faster rate than the rest of Europe? Wow, I had no idea.
Muslims that live in their countries.
Really? Oh, so they're like the Mexicans here?
Sort of, but actually America doesn't have that a low birth rate like European countries do.
Don't now. We can fix that. More condoms.
Yes, that's
more right. Free condoms at shows. Less baby gear. More free condoms. We need to make the condom fun. That's what we need to do.
Condoms really don't make a difference. It's whether you choose
put
to.
Bells and whistles on it, or some kind of make it do some kind of show some movie while you know. Ah, an MP3 player condom.
How would that be possible?
I don't know. They're working on all kinds of new nanotechnology. Well, you only hear intermittently, but...
Yeah, which would be annoying, which would be annoying. Oh, hold on, let's stop having sex. I want to hear this song.
Hey, look, I'm not fleshing the idea out completely because idiots will buy something that's just a stupid idea.
For camp value, that is true.
And thus, they use the condom and bingo, less people. Mexicans take over. We have Mexicans and Muslims fighting for the end of the world. Problem solved. Or created. Or, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they do a very good job.
You're not giving them a chance.
They haven't done a very good job of fighting up until now. What makes you think they would do better all of a sudden?
Well, nothing particularly. I was just figuring, you know, they can't really wipe each other out because, I mean, the Muslims are still using sticks and stones, basically, and, you know, Mexicans are piling 14 people into a country squire.
They're very short, too.
That'd be good, though. Look, smaller target. Smaller strike zone, you know what I mean?
It doesn't matter when you drop a bomb.
They don't have any bombs. Whose bombs? Oh, they'll get the bombs that were left over.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, good point. Well, we got better bombs, so the Mexicans would have ours.
Yeah, I don't even know what we're talking about, and I'm probably going to cut it out, because this doesn't make any sense at all.
No, darn, because, you know, this is my big, my big goal was to get us to this one particular conversation on Mexicans versus Muslims.
Hang on, I know.
Let's take a breath at this point.
Officially, it takes about 27 cougars to strategically maneuver themselves around a slow-moving snake-like passenger train existing in your brain before the train's twin engineers begin exclaiming things like, "Here we be stopping, it would seem the cougar droppings have been clogging up the works, and if you please direct attention to the cougar hood inventing a fantastic array of ways to think about your day and effectively wash that hair from your head so you can
know what you want, get what you need, and get the fuck out of there."
Cougar season.